JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 44, Tach V'Tat, 1648 and 1649.
In the year 1648, a Ukrainian soldier of fortune by the name of Bogdan Chmelnitsky mounted a revolt against the absentee Polish landlords who controlled the Ukraine. Now, the Polish landlords, since they were absentee, they weren't there, so who was running their farms for them? Who was running their businesses for them? So they all hired Jews to do so. That put the Jews in a delicate position, really an unfavorable position. Nobody likes to pay rent. Nobody likes to pay debts. Nobody likes when somebody comes to collect. And therefore, amongst the Ukrainians and the Poles, there was a resentment against the Jews. Chmelnitsky, in his rebellion against the Polish landlords and against the Polish army and against eventually the Russian army. So if you have to fight an army, you know, it's dangerous. But if you can kill defenseless Jews, it's not so dangerous. And therefore, in the years 1648 and 1649, Chmelnitsky and his forces slaughtered over 250,000 Jews in Eastern Europe. They caused hundreds of thousands of others to become refugees. The Jewish infrastructure in Eastern Europe was destroyed. The great rabbis had to go into exile. Those that survived, entire communities disappeared. It would take 100, 150 years to attempt to rebuild what happened, and that never came back to the glory that it once was. Chmelnitsky himself died in 1653. He is treated in the Ukraine as a hero. In Kiev, there's an enormous statue of him, riding on a horse, triumphantly. So as we all know in the world, one man's hero is somebody else's villain. The Jewish people certainly don't think of him in any way as being a hero. We think of him as being a wanton murderer. And he fed upon the anti-Semitism, which was always present, and upon the religious anti-Semitism that was present, certainly in the 17th century. It was present all over, and it's present today, unfortunately, as well. And therefore, you had this tremendous disaster that destroyed Jewish communities in the Ukraine, in Poland, in Lithuania. He reached as far as Lithuania to the north. It is seen as a watershed in Jewish life. All of a sudden, they'd been in Poland in Eastern Europe for 400 years, and everything was wonderful, and they had good jobs, and they had autonomy and self-government, and the Polish kings promised to protect them, and all of a sudden, poof, it all went up in flames. And that was a bitter lesson. And because of that, therefore, great changes will come upon the Jewish world in this 17th century, changes that have lasted until now, till the 21st century, the effects of which are still felt in the Jewish world and in the general world as well. I want to thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.